What's your thoughts on getting a chance to join the organization?
Well, I'm very happy. I was here 20 years ago as a player, the first year of the Moose. So it's kind of nice to be back. You know, it's nice to have an opportunity to work with the pros. So I'm really happy about it.
How did the opportunity come together for you?
Well, Pascal gave me a call about a month ago. He was looking for somebody to take care of the defensemen in the American Hockey League. So he just asked me if I would be interested for the job. And I said, yeah, put my name in the pile. And from now on, it just started to evolve, you know.
You and Pascal coached against each other, but
we played junior together a long time ago. Sometimes we met in the summer, talk about hockey, different thing, different situation, and coaching against each other. Also, we exchange over some ideas of how the game should be playing and stuff like that. So when you give me a call, I was really excited to be part of that process, and it worked out pretty good for me.
What do you foresee as a challenge, or I guess the excitement of going from junior now to the American League level?
Well, it's basically the same thing. Guys that want to learn the position that it's pretty tough to play. We always say defenseman becomes mature at the age of 25, 26. So, you got to treat them like pros. You know, they're not kids anymore, but at the same time, they want to learn. They want to reach that the other level, which is the NHL. You know, so it's basically the same thing, just with the older player. You know,
what do you remember about your season here with the Moose playing?
Well, it was the first year. My wife was from Georgia. It was pretty much her first winter in Canada back then, and she was pretty shocked with how much snow and how cold it was. But we've been in Canada for 20 years, so now she's used to it. But no, it was fun. I met good people. Zinger was there back then, and it's nice to be back. You know.
Pretty familiar with Jan Kostelec too. What's it going to take for him to kind of continue that development?
Well, from what I heard, it's all about being consistent as far as a pro. You know, a junior, you could get away with some talent, but in the pros, you got to show up every night. You got to be consistent in your game. And from what I heard, he needs to be a lot more consistent night after night. You know.
Pretty exciting couple of weeks for your family. What was it like to?
Oh yeah, for you? No, it was a lot of stuff happened the last couple of weeks. You know, my son being drafted and then signed a contract, and then the day after it's me coming here. So we haven't had a chance to sit down pretty much and enjoy it together.
You know. Was it pretty fun though that Friday night? Lots of talk, who's going to go, and all of a sudden his name is called. What was that like? For
yeah,
you?
No, it was. Of course, we didn't expect to be in the top three. Everybody was talking about the two Finns and Matthews, and then everybody said there was another top three with 4, 5, 6. So we expected to maybe end up in Calgary or Vancouver at 5 or 6. So, but like I was telling him, Columbus showed a lot of interest. They made him come to Columbus. You know, they made him they sent him some email, about some questionnaire about. So I said, who knows? It might happen. And we had a little feeling when John Tortorella turned his chair towards us before the pick, and I said, it could happen, my son. And he said, well, I better listen for now on. And it did happen. So it was nice. It was exciting.
I know Pascal, but what impressed you most about him during the meetings, and what are you expecting for him as he takes over his own team again at the pro level?
Well, he knows exactly where he wants to go. Everything is planned, from A to Z. He thought about everything, and even yesterday we talked about, and he's very well prepared, detail-oriented. That's what impressed me the most so far. He knows exactly where to start and where he wants to bring his team at the end of the year.